views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible, the show that shifts. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter.
Hello, Michelle Carter. How are you?
Hi.
Guess what today is?
I'm coughing all night. I think I'm clearing. What is today?
Oh, clearing. Yeah. You know what? Let's actually bring that up in a minute about coughing and clearing, because that is something huge for today specifically. But I was going to say, I'm really excited about today of all things. You know how we always say it's the show that shifts? Well, today really, really, really could be the show that shifts people if they call in to get their winning sweepstakes calendar that we're going to talk about, because we are sponsored and brought to you today by the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. And they have fabulous calendars that we're going to be talking about throughout the show where you could win $1 million. And wouldn't that shift you?
Oh, yeah. I'm buying a bunch of calendars. I want to win $1 million. And support a good cause, too.
Absolutely, yes, and that will be threading that through, because today's show, the cause really, which is the cause of everything, it can help everybody, especially if we're doing the cure and with cancer, but and coughing, oh, lots of C words going on here, but it's connection, which is another C word, strengthening the connection is what we're going to be talking about today, how to not feel alone, how to boost the result of your intentions, how to achieve bigger changes, that would be like winning, no, and how to lend a hand. So wait, backing up, coughing. What metaphysical link do you connect coughing with? I just threw you that question. I know.
It's interesting. It's weird because I got like flash sick on Friday, and it's like fully moved through my body, like all different places, because it's as it can do. But first, I had sort of a sore throat, and then I had a crazy like then my nose was on, and then my nose was better, and now it's this cough. And I do notice though, because I have got coughs before. And they've lasted a long time, but this is not going to last a long time. So there you go, cough.
Okay.
They're often through big trends. So because I know if I look at a pattern in my life, I'm like, oh, anytime I've had a big cough, it's either a big cough or losing my voice. It's often been big transitions. So I'm taking this as it's going to be a big positive transition, because I don't want to go through anything else. And
I like that you gave it an itinerary. You're out. You're not staying long.
You're not staying long. It's weird, though, because I don't really know, because this has happened for sure. But yeah,
I think this is a visitor just for a bit. We're hosting it for a little while when it goes out. Well, each time we do host any kind of illness or disease, which, you know, some people may believe it, some people can just go, that's interesting, food for thought. But each stage of it, like what you just said, it was starting your nose, which usually means something's in your face, like, it's in my face, it's bugging me, get away. And when it moves into like the coughing part, it's sore throat in the voice, but the coughing is like you're trying to expel something, you're trying to get something out, get rid of it, right? Like it's usually, so when you have that force of a cough or a sneeze, let's say, achoo, get out of my nose, or cough, and you start to get it out. It just, you know, sometimes I always represent, yes, I get it, it's just a cold and everybody gets cold, but you can go through that process and say, hey, and then actually just imagine like, okay, I'm coughing, getting rid of it, it's gone, get out. Hello, Miss Michelle, do I have you? All right.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Well, I think you coughed something right out there.
Yeah, I just disappeared. I'm back.
All right. Well, today actually is funny because it really is about strengthening the connection. And when we decided to talk about this today, and not just about we'll talk about inside connection and outside connection, but the thing that kind of came to me is like how to not feel alone, because it's really scary when you feel alone. Like things mm-hmm. that are massive and global or even small and internal can seem so much more intense. And the neat thing, because I have to talk about cats, is I never feel alone. I'm often alone, and I like being alone, but like in the physical sense, I never, ever, ever feel alone. I feel connected because, you know, of our show, we get to talk to everybody. But my cats really give that kind of feeling that I have life around me all the time, and it really supports me. And there's such a healing process and a supporting process when you do have a connection with anything and anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, Karen.
No, I wasn't sure if I lost you again. I'm just kidding, you talking. This is a funny story when I think about this. When I was really little, which is funny thinking about now because I am afraid of bugs, since they're not my favorite thing, I used to love ants, like ant colonies. Like I used to go out in the backyard and just watch them because I'd like to see how they all work together. And they would just really communicate. I couldn't hear them. I'm sure they could hear each other talking. I don't know, an ant language, and at an ant decibel level. But I used to love watching them, how they were such a colony, like a community, and they would pull together. And what they accomplished together was amazing, because you could see one little ant, and he would like mm-hmm. struggle with a piece of crumb of something. And then all of a sudden, you know, another ant would come along, and they do it together. And I think that's where there's just a few things that I want to have, internal and external connection and that feeling of it, anything. But how is it, like, Michelle, with you, how do you feel, like, when you think, oh, I think I'm lonely, like, what could I do? What is it that you do if you ever go through this moment of feeling alone?
Well, I'm kind of like you in the weird way. I really do. I spend a lot of time talking on the phone. But I do. I mean, I have, like, the four people I talk to all the time.
Is that Willie Carter in there?
Oh, of course, Willie Carter. Of course. I call her on repeat. I don't like when she's busy because it's not fair. Because it'd be like, you're not allowed to be busy. You need to answer the phone all the time when I want to talk to you. Yes, because she's the most amazing person on the planet. But a really weird thing like that. How am I going to put this? When you're lonely. I don't get lonely that often. I miss people a lot, but I do. I feel like I like being alone because it allows me to be. I mean, I miss people because I don't live around my family, and that's difficult for me. And I would definitely want to see my family a lot more. But I do. I definitely know as a person, I require quite a bit of time alone because. But I like both. I'm either super social or need my recharge time. But I don't. I feel because I have such a strong connection and a strong family and strong friends that I don't feel that alone anymore. And I definitely have before career-wise many, many times. But when you have a team and when you have a partner like us with the show, like have you feel I that type of stuff has really like even being like I loved being in a band. Like a band was so good because it was like you against the world. Yes. It was like everything was awesome. And because I know definitely like I enjoy working with other people more than, especially when it comes to work. I like working with other people a lot more than working alone. So
I love that you brought up
the
band.
To find out about myself.
And the band is really cool because when we talk about what you said, you know, because you feel connected, and this whole topic was really strengthening the connection. When we work in a band, people and most people would understand this. You join a band because you have a common goal, and the common goal is, hey, we all agree that we want to get there. We're all going to feel differently about getting there, but we at least all can work together. We're going to feel connected. And that's what really right away when you have a common goal that strengthens it. And I'm going to turn this inward. If you think about your body, let's even talk about whether it is cancer, who knows? What happens is the body needs to work together towards a common goal, which is to heal, which is to feel safe, which is to feel good. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like you want to pretend like there's a band members get going on in your body and your lungs want to breathe and get the oxygen so that the oxygen can deliver the blood. You know, it's all these, your brain wants to talk to your gut and there's all these, that's how it's, I think, well, we should play aligned, but the connection is really what you want to work on because when, have you heard, you've heard the story, not story, you've heard those results about the monks, when they all focus on the goal of healing together, and they all get to, they put all of their focus and their intentions together, that healing process is sped up, and it's stronger, and it's faster, and it's deeper, and it's possible.
Well, I mean, it totally makes sense, though. It totally makes sense, because we're stronger together. So, like, last night, my friend and I were actually talking about this. We were talking about communities and religions and all those things, and we're like, for some people, it's not, like, you know, communities and religions and all those things are not bad for a lot, because a lot of communities support their own community. So they, like, everybody inside that group, they have, like, this micro economy because everyone's supporting each other. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, and which is really great. And it doesn't mean it has to be your thing, but for the some people, like, they really, really need that that community. And that's really wonderful. We were just talking about how there's so many different ways of being, and that there's, you know, creating a community of like-minded or healers and musicians and artists and all these things. And for, and everybody sort of goes to each other. And that's another sense of creating that community. And so we were just talking about how that's existed since the beginning of time. And then people have sort of separated and been like, all like, oh, no, got to do everything on my own. But now it feels like it's coming back. It's like, well, we need everybody. Like, we need our communities, whatever they may be. And you can be a community of three people. It doesn't really matter.
Exactly. Call it a tribe or a community. And the thing, too, with communities is we recognize in another, hey, you're like me. Hey, you do something like, or that I need it. It would work better together. And cultivating the proper relationships to build the community or such like that, what you're saying, which we are going to listen to relationships when we come back. But when you build that relationship, you've related it to somebody else. You've related to something else that's going to work for you, work together, and that strengthens that connection. Because when you step out, remember you just said, oh, I want to work on my own, or which you can, and there's different things, but it's usually because you want to work on your own to get things done and not just be the one that stands out all by yourself. But when you can work together and can build that community, choosing the relationships in your life is going to be what we're going to talk about when we come home. But that is like the key to strengthening the relationship, knowing how to feel good and feel awesome in a relationship.
How would you like to release your stress and let go of your anxiety, fear, depression, or even physical pain? How would you like to feel more relaxed, more confident, and experience more success in all areas of your life? Dave Dodge from Stressbuster Radio has a number of cutting-edge methods that will help you do just that. For more information on how Dave can help you release stress, visit StressbusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions available.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
I got caught daydreaming there. I was thinking about what I could do with $1,000 a day because I'm getting a calendar. I'm getting one. It gets cheaper when you buy more. Actually, I do want to just highlight that. The one calendar is $30, but, and you buy more, it gets cheaper and cheaper. You can get it all the way down to $7.50. So I know that I want to shift people, and I know that money can help shift in a lot of ways. I mean, we have to have all the other good stuff with it, but these are just chances, literally. $1,000 a day, Michelle. Oh, my God. Freaking.
Where do they buy the calendars, Lisa?
I'm glad you asked that. Okay. They can call 1-800-949-4103 or maybe not easier. Go online. It's sweepstakesforthecure.ca. Sweepstakesforthecure.ca. And you know what? I love calendars. Usually I get a course of Yoga Cat calendar, and I will have my Yoga Cat calendar because I love them. But I have calendars all over the place. I like to see what's going on, and, well, the picture's always pretty. It's a good piece of art. But this kind of calendar, you can actually win, and that's fun, and that's shifting, and that's working together because everybody puts energy together and has this positive, like, anticipation and excitement. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I love calendars. I'm getting some, for sure. I also have to remember what day it is. I never know what day it is, except for Monday.
Yeah, we know when Mondays are, and the Monday show shifting. Well, speaking of whether you're going to buy one calendar or lots of them to give to your friends and all those things, I'm leading this into relationships. And we are going to play our relationship shifting song. I love all of them. I really love this one, Michelle, because, first of all, it's beautiful. You've done a beautiful job there. But the words that really talk about a relationship and what it means, I really want everybody to hear it and think about who in their lives are, like, what category do they fall in? Are they really good for you? Are they really bad for you? Are they healthy? Are they helpful? Are they helping? Do you have a common goal in reaching towards it with them? So, all right, Michelle, are you ready for a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Relationships. A way you relate to another that supports your highest self and theirs. The union of two that creates opportunities to advance you and them along the path to experience this life. Relationships will serve in many ways and in many different time frames. Being respectful of when the opportunities, the lessons, the growth have been gained. Fulfilling your service with an honorable completion and with gratitude for their service. A well-intended relationship will offer and provide comfort, safety, sharing, learning, and growing. A partnership, a collaboration, a loving cooperative union towards a larger common goal to experience synergy.
Different about that I've never noticed before. I heard like a tribal drum beat in there.
Yeah, you didn't notice that? There's always been sort of a beat in there.
Yeah, I really felt
it before.
No, I thought that was actually I really felt that, like, well, clearly for the first time, but meaning that was really cool. I love that you did that. I think that's why the putting the music to words is so helpful. Like, it can find a place. You know what's really funny? The word gains, like what you gain and from relationship, really came up to me because we're doing the million, like building the $1 million you program. And I was like, hey, there's another thing. We want to make sure that these relationships that we have in our lives, and I love it, it says advanced along your path. You have to be advancing along your path. Like, otherwise you're dying. Not dying. I kind of was like philosophical there, but I mean, like, you know, when you have, Michelle, like, have you had relationships and friendships and working, whatever, all those kind of things there, you sit back and you go, it's such a struggle. Like, you walked
in
the wall.
Oh, in the past, you ever sat back and thought? I feel like that's why, like, right now, it's funny because I've had the opposite lately of taking stock. I actually left you a message about this the other day that I was just like, all right, I really like, because I was thinking that I have very positive relationships in my life right now, and everybody, like, I have wonderful family relationships, wonderful marriage, wonderful supportive friends. And I was like, you know what? That's really worth taking stock of, because I absolutely know there's been many, many times in my life that has not been the case. And it's been a huge struggle having difficult relationships. And it was so weird. The other night, I had this dream. I won't get into any details of who it was about, but it was this dream about someone in my work life that caused quite a kerfuffle years ago. And I've kerfuffle, but I've held on. I thought I let it go, but I don't really think clearly. But anyway, in my dream, this is amazing. I saw this person in my dream and I was like, I forgive you. And I felt, and I don't, I mean, I didn't plan on doing this, you know, cause it wasn't a conscious thing. And I woke up and I was like, oh, that means that energy is clear. Like, I felt so good about that. So I was like, because I had a couple things that happened three very similar scenarios in my music world life that happened back to back. And, you know, I could blame all these people, but the common denominator is me, obviously. So I clearly had something to learn. But for whatever reason, that dream I thought was really powerful because we're talking about relationships right now, because I've really taken stock of everyone in my life right now. And I was like, I really only have loving, supportive people. Like, even three times. One of my friends texts me and sends me a picture of this type of, oh, I got this for you for when you come over. Another friend's like, oh, when you come over for dinner, I'm gonna make you the best vegan meal ever. Like, and then another friend's like, okay, I made you a snack. Like, you know, my love language is food, obviously. But it was just three people out of nowhere just were like, oh, I got snacks for you at my house. And I know that sounds so silly, but I was like, oh, I love everybody in my life. So I think it's really good sometimes to take stock of the times when it didn't work and then appreciate the times that it is working. And, you know, it may not work again, but at least you're aware of, like, I just feel an immense, like, a pretty extreme amount of love for everybody in my life right now, because I really,
and what you actually,
I have to tell you, I have no negative relationships at the moment.
Well, in fact, you even said, like, right now, or there's, you know, you went through a period where you've noticed that whether certain relationships were repeating in a negative way, but in that relationship shift song, at least we specifically say at different time frames. So you'll go through those and different things will happen. And then I love that you said about taking stock. I think that sometimes we do, we get so, like, we know things aren't going well, but the whole thing about strengthening that connection is that you don't feel, usually you feel alone when you're at odds with somebody, you know, or you feel like somebody's taking advantage of you, or they're just, they're controlling you, so to speak, that you don't get to have that respect, that mutual respect where you get to share what you would want and to see if that common goal even exists. Because sometimes maybe a goal has been achieved or it hasn't been achieved, but you realize that no, our goals actually don't match up in the beginning. You test the waters. Like, nobody has to commit forever that says, oh my God, from day one, I said that I wanted to have, you know, 10 cats. Well, now I only want three. I mean, you're allowed to,
change your mind. No, but I think that's a really good point, because it's so easy to, like, I know, like, this subject brings up, this would have been a very weighted subject as many times in my life. And I also think in the future, because, you know, we're always learning. People come into our lives to teach us lessons and to be awesome and whatever. Like, that's why we're here with lots of other people. And, I know in the future, probably, because now I have a much stronger radar of basically my people, not my people, because like I can tell, like you can now, I'm not allowed, because I have totally went down that road where you become fast friends with people and then you're like, oh, what have I done? And it's like getting married on the first date. And then next thing you know, you're like, what happened? And I feel now it's not like it, you can tell really, really quickly about if you're listening to yourself. And it, again, when someone's not your person, you're not their person either. So it's really simple. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's not good or bad at all. It's just like finding the right people that it, and it's like finding your tribe. Cause I do think we kind of, I absolutely believe we have a soul family from other places. Cause sometimes you just meet someone and you're like, hey, you, I like you. This is happening. You and I were like that. Like we have no reason. We're just like, yep, we're working together. Yep. I like you. And yep. there's no explanation needed. It's just, this is it.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Oh, so I have time. I'm going to squeeze a story in really fast. The, also about strengthening one's connection. This is huge, actually huge. I didn't even mean to say this. To strengthen a connection, sometimes when you stand up for another person in front of a group, that strengthens the bond between those two people. An example here, when you and I started working together, we'll update everybody. Michelle and I met in a working group, like in a coaching group. And when we decided to work together, our coach at the time, it was really, and almost everybody there was really like, well, you guys should really still do your own thing if you want to collaborate on a project or so. And so the fact that I stood up and said, no, I want to work with Michelle, this is what we're doing. And then Michelle stood up and she said, no, I want to work. That strengthened the connection. Our common goal became so strong and stood up for. And I think that's something that if you cannot hear your own voice and you're being drowned out by the people who don't believe in you or the common goal, it's very important to make sure that you strengthen your connection within and then the people who do align with you, because that is what's going to take you to that goal, to like to achieve the goal. I just remember that.
And you know what? It's so true. And you know, when you're like in a group, like I've definitely noticed this getting older, but I realize everyone I'm around, when we talk about another person, 99%, it's usually talking that girl, that person's awesome. You got to meet that person. They're amazing. And it's all the gossip is positive now. It's not even like, it's all, which definitely been there a billion times with people, but it's just so nice. Like I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, everybody I talk to, everyone's championing everybody else. Everybody wants everybody to meet. It's very exciting. It's very good. I like it.
Yes, I know. Okay. When we come back, that's exactly about boosting the connection. Let's talk about that when we come back. Yay.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joyelaine.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
I know the commercials for a yucky thing, but I so love that commercial. Gyrating.
I think it's so funny that you said that. I still. I think it's so funny. It makes me laugh every time. I like the sweepstakes commercials. I like all the commercials. They always make me happy.
I know. There's just, I want to jump in and go, don't eat it. I'm going to save you. Okay, so there you go. All right, but really cool thing. I'm so glad you brought up gossip. This is massive. I was thinking about this during the commercial, too. The commercial is so good, they distract me. But, okay, so gossip, what I was thinking about is gossip actually isolates you. And not in a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people want to shine and stand out. And there's a really cool thing I want to talk about that. But when I think of what you said about gossip, I remember once I gossiped, and it was horrible. I was talking to my mom, and it was about my brother-in-law. And do you know that I was saying some stuff because I was probably venting or whatever. And you know that I hung up the phone. I actually felt so sick and upset about it. I started crying, and I called my mom right back. And then I apologized to her for saying such horrible things and bringing her vibration down. And then I didn't apologize for my... But anyways, it was just like this it did not strengthen my connection. When I gossiped, I isolated myself. And I was also trying to isolate another person, like with my mom, like come here with me and this bad gossipy group. And I think that's why Dreamscape. Oh, yeah. Go.
No, just what you're saying about gossip. I think sometimes, because I mean, I am definitely gossiped and I've been around gossiping many, many times. But I think sometimes, especially when I was younger, and I can think of one, a couple of people, like you bond in your gossip, you know? So that's, and some people are like, oh, okay, well, if we're bonding, I mean, I remember early on, like as a young teenager, it was constantly like this triangulating of friends and you gossip with one to get, like, it was all crazy. I think that's really, really common with teenage girls. Absolutely.
Creating your alliances.
It just can become, so I like in one way, I'm outrageously paranoid constantly and my phone being tapped, but it keeps me honest. Like, I think it's kind of, it's really funny. But I've always been quite honest in my life, as anyone that listens to this show knows. But it is nice, though. I've definitely noticed it's very nice getting older and noticing, especially maybe it's also the people I hang out with. But the gossip is not a big, but usually when people are talking about people, they're saying great things. So that's a really nice, because that absolutely has not always been the case in my life. So it's nice.
Well, I love that you actually just wrapped up beautifully when you said people can bond in the gossip. And the cool thing about that, if I could extend that now, if we really know that and we go into that, what it says, if you bond in your gossip, then be really sure what your gossip is, what vibration it is, what it holds, because you are making that bond stronger, that connection, which is a bond, right? Mm-hmm. You're connecting in your gossip. So you want to make sure, is it a strong strengthening the connection bond, or is it a weakening? And if it's negative, it's weakening. And I know that
if it's negative, it's always not good. If it's negative.
It's always, exactly, it's not good. So when we listen to Dreamscape, the way you sang this is so, oh my gosh, I can't wait for everybody to hear this right now, because it really, for me, it actually put, when I listen to Dreamscape, it goes through my body, and I find it actually highlights the places that don't feel good, that are weak spots, so that I know it needs attention and love. It needs to be more you know, it needs to have the strength and the connection. So thank you for doing Dreamscape. I'm so excited to hear it.
Oh, yay. I need to do it again, too.
What did you think of that? How, what were you feeling that?
Me? I smile when I think about it because my dad actually, you know, the flute at the beginning, my dad made that flute. And so it sounds so pretty. He's so talented. He's like a magical elf. Anyway, just when I was listening to it and I was like, oh, he made that. That's so awesome. And I love living my dream. I just like hearing living my dream. What about you?
Okay, I love that you said that. Oh my gosh, living my dream, because that's a goal. And the whole thing that's driving the connection is common gold, which is a dream. Like, yeah. Win my calendar and win the money. Win the free space. but it really is, though. I think that's what, when we... you never feel alone if you're connected to your dream, because you'll find, if you have the vision, if you have the dream and you have that goal, the people will feel that, like, just bouncing out of you. And then that connection strengthens, and that's how you never feel alone. So please, I hope everybody can remember or create or connect or find a dream, like just a goal, anything. It can be so small, just a tiny, tiny little one to a big, massive one.
And you also don't feel alone when you have people that you can, I mean, ideally we would all have one person. And one way I was thinking about this, the internet has really, really helped this, because say you're going through something, it could be anything. It's just, you know, you could be a health issue. It could be, I mean, you could name anything. Now, because of the real huge benefit of the internet, you can go literally find forums of anything. And then there's people that are going through the same thing you are, and you can read their stories or connect with them. And I just know that personally, if I was going through something that nobody I knew that really could understand, I could go find out that there's quite a bit out there now. There's a lot of resources to connect with people in ways that maybe we thought that we couldn't before. And, because not everybody does have a strong family bond or best friends. Like, we're aware of that, that that's true. Like, you know, not everybody has that. And it's not about having 1,000 friends. I mean, I'd rather have 2 really good friends than 1,000 acquaintances. But it's just, you can find people that can support you, whatever you're going through. And I mean, we aren't alone. We're on this planet with billions of people. There's got to be someone that understands us. And I do think reaching out now, like, I noticed this for myself, like, you can find, you know, look at Google now. Anything you want to find out, you Google it. You can do the same about finding connection as well. And especially when you find people with common common goals, common interests, common, like I said to my friend the other day, we were talking, I can't remember what we were talking about. And then she said, well, yeah, you know, we all hang around with a lot of artists. And I was like, oh, that's really true. Like, I realized most of my world is that. Like, everyone's an actor, musician. Like, that's just how it is. So you can find, I think when you find people that share a similar dream too, like you said, with the monks, it helps make that solidify all that much more too.
And I love when you're saying about how, you know, so you're going through something and you think, oh, you know what, nobody in my immediate circle, or I can't think of anybody, or maybe it's a private thing, you just don't want to share it, you want to go and have support, but
totally,
you know, keep anonymous. The cool thing about that is what you just brought up is you said about, oh goodness, I can't remember what, but I made me think about lending a hand and being of service. And no, it doesn't have to be so extreme. Like, if you're feeling pretty, you know, disconnected or needing something yourself, but if you can lend a hand and you pop onto one of those forums, or you make a comment, or like something and give them, you know, when you hit like on something that's really positive stuff, you're just strengthening that person who put that up. So you're lending a hand, you're being of service, and you're saying, you're giving them a little bit of feedback, a little bit of food, a little bit of support and encouragement to continue doing this. And that again strengthens the connection. I was watching, I didn't get to watch the whole thing, so it's a little bit of a little like stepped into the show quickly and out again. It was David Suzuki. It's The Nature of Things. I love that show. And
I love that show too.
And the timing of what this was really incredible. In fact, I'm so glad that I saw this part. They were doing studies with babies at first, and then into children, and in certain countries, we have different beliefs about connection and community. So here's an interesting thing they shared.
Yeah.
In some countries, they look at it, if you do something and stand out from your group, from the crowd, from the community, from the culture, it's actually a negative thing. So you are sly about it. So even if it's a good thing that you did, you picked up garbage, you helped somebody across the street or something, but if it made you look better than somebody else, it's actually was you were being removed. You were removing yourself from the group and saying, I'm different, I'm better, I'm this or that. So it's actually shunned upon. Whereas in other communities or groups or circles, we are striving to be, look at me, look what I did. I need an accolade, I need validation, which on both sides, it's amazing they each have their place. But isn't it interesting how when you want to shine in some areas and some beliefs, or even, I can even say this, in siblings. Like, I remember if I got, you know, straight A's and my sister didn't, I didn't want my parents to praise me extra because I didn't want to make her feel bad. So we can dim our light down too at times.
You're so sweet. I'm just thinking I was the total opposite. I'd be like, in your face, Chris. Like, that's how we are.
I probably thought she was going to beat me up or she was all upset. No,
but you, all your stories are all about, like, why can't everyone just get along? It's so cute.
I live in Pokeroo land. No?
It's very Pokeroo.
But I think that's a really interesting, when I heard that and saw that, that we can look at, see, when I think of connection, you think, oh, we're all together, all equal, but there's at times I definitely want to, like, we have a radio show, not everybody does a radio show, but we wanted to because we have certain things that we want our ideas, our community spirit to stand out, to show up and say those things. And I think that's, I feel, would feel
awful. We like
awful
talking and we like sharing.
Yes, and I think I would feel horrible if that was something that made me feel bad, thinking, oh, I have this radio show and you can't tell anybody about it. It is not commercial. Oh my gosh. Okay.
It is.
Wanted to make more money without working harder or more? Maybe you've tried new ways to bring in extra income without success. Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including abundance. Did you know many times we have an invisible income ceiling? So no matter what we do, our income never goes up, or if our income does go up, we experience an unexpected expense that negates this. How much would it be worth to significantly increase your income or even have unexpected income show up? When I was in the corporate world, I used these techniques to increase my income by tens of thousands of dollars without changing my work routine. In fact, I worked even less, and I now help clients do the same. If this resonates for you and you're truly ready for abundance in your life, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psychospiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, well-being.
And with a cat commercial, I haven't even thought about it.
I'm so cute. It's so cute.
Well, you know what? Today is very windy where we had our first snowfall. Oh, we had a couple flakes yesterday, but we do have actually a little bit of on the ground today. And so windy. Like, it's brutal windy. It's the kind of wind where you kind of feel all disheveled just thinking about going out. Well, I have to get cat food.
Wind.
Not that I'm out, because I would never be out of cat food for my cats. However, they're not loving the food they have, so I need to get them some variety. And I really was thinking, I wonder if I could order it to be delivered. And then when that commercial came on,
absolutely.
Ordered egg rolls and she was...
definitely in LA, you can order anything. Believe me, Ben and I do it all the time, even though we live like two blocks from anything, but we're like, I have a friend who does, or she orders all her groceries and all that stuff, so you can totally do that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, well, the grocery gateway they do here, it just gets to order, it could be like in a day or two, but I thought no. Anyways, it was just really funny because he was like ordering the what I really was thinking about was on the suite, when you get your calendar, there literally is a way to win every single day. But what caught me there was there's a car, like there's trucks, cars, vehicles. You could win at so many chances to win the vehicles. And I thought, even though I love my car, like I do love her, I kind of do need a new one too. So again, I have to just bring up the calendar. So if anybody, seriously, it's $30 for one calendar, but as you buy even just two, it's now 20 and three, you know, well, 10 is 10 calendars end up being $10 each. It goes cheaper and cheaper all the way down. But I want everybody I'm going to give them the address. So it's sweetstakesforthecure.ca. And it's such a, you can go to the calendar and see all the ways to win. And really, I'm doing this for Christmas presents for everybody because it's really affordable, but I love that it's strengthening the connection for somebody else to win and get money and trips and cars and all those kind of things.
And it supports a good cause, so it's double whammy.
It's all good for the gift, all the way around. Yes,
well, the good news is we're both getting each other the same thing. So when you open, it's like, yay, a calendar, because I was going to get you a calendar too.
So we're giving. And we'll always do it.
The giving. I think that's important. I need a calendar in every room. I'm always like, what's today? It's so funny.
So with our...
with our big topic about strengthening the connection and everything, because that was the big thing, how to not feel alone, how to boost the results of your intentions, and how to achieve bigger changes. That was what I wanted to touch on, is how to achieve bigger changes. And when we feel, I kind of was bringing it back to inside of ourselves. You had said something yesterday, and I loved it. You said, everything's on the external, but really, I said, this is an inside job. You said that yesterday. Like,
yeah,
this is an inside job.
Mom. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I ripped that off Willie Carter. So just she gets the credit for that because she had said that because it's true. It's really, really, really true, though. It's internal. Our external world is a direct reflection of what's going on inside. And that's why I said earlier in the show, like, I could look and blame all these people, but I had attracted three very similar situations. So I'm like, okay, well, they could all be evil, or I could really have something that I have to focus on and heal. And I think that it is internal. So even the people we attract, I realized that yesterday too. Did I figure out what?
Did you figure out what it was? Did you figure out what it was? Like, did you?
I think sometimes, to a degree, I mean, I think it boils down to, and it also, this is years ago, but it could be value. It could also be, there's always an element of timing that plays a role too, but personal value and like how, and you know, we talked about this yesterday that we can attract, it's like so good at attracting one thing and then the other thing we aren't very good at doing. But if we use the same principle of how we are really good, like say it's like manifesting something physical and you're like, I'm really good at manifesting anything physical. But when it comes to money or something, I'm just using that as an example. But if you use that same energy, but it all boils down to what's going on inside, because I think the people in our life reflect that too. And yesterday when I was taking stock of my life and everybody in it, I was like, yeah, well, that's pretty good then. That's like, because there's not big thorns in my side of people right now at all. Everything's, I'm like, hey, I like them. That's a good project. This is great. Love that. Show's excellent. And I was like, when you step back, that maybe you have one little thing that might not be working out. And then you're focusing so much on like, oh, it's the end of the world because that's not working out. But then you look, oh, but look at all this other stuff. Look at the 90% of that is working out. I do think it all comes from inside, though. And that's why we do what we do. And that's why we talk about this show. We talk about these little shifts all the time because, you know, it is our outside life is a direct reflection of how we feel about ourselves.
I love that you said about shifting the energy, because what I heard when you said that was, so yeah, like you said, I'm really good at manifesting, you know, cat food. I don't know. It could be whatever. And I'm like, but I feel really good about it. It could be whatever. It could be big. It could be little. It could be silly or not. But if I take that energy that I have and I believe that value about myself towards it, that one thing. Mm-hmm. Or say you're really good in school in just math, but you really stink in geography. Using that because it was so mean. And I'm like, you know what? And then I start believing my value that I'm only good at this area, but not the other. But I love what you said. If I were to take that energy and say, you know what? Take that energy. Take it. Like, bundle it up. I'm great at manifesting cat food. I'm good at math. Just keep a focus on that energy. Shift it and put it towards, well, it's possible that I could learn geography. It's possible that I could.
Or.
We hate saying that word, too.
No, but you're exactly right. Because
sorry,
we've talked about this. Sorry, carry on. It's got excited.
No, I just was going to say, because it's really funny, is that I felt that I was so bad at geography that I actually couldn't say it properly, because in French, you know, like, I used to say geography, you know, like, this weird word. But we develop all these stories about in our heads, and that we shift that energy that we're not connecting to it anymore. But back to what you said about value. Yes. Yeah, so you can say that. I wanted you to say that about the value.
Well, I was just going to, just because what I was going to say is too, like, just because also too, say you're not good at something and, you know, you could become, if you want to become good at geography, you'll become it because you can figure out how to do anything. But also sometimes, like say in business, you're like, I'm really good at creating the product, but I'm not good at selling the product. You can find, if you change that inner dialogue, it doesn't mean you have to become the salesperson. It means you'll find the salesperson. And that has to do with the connection. Mm-hmm. So this internal thing that goes on, and then you start to find you don't have to be a one-man band. And because I know I went through stages where it's just like, you know, I'm hitting the drums with my foot and I'm playing like banjo and the tambourine on my hat and trying to do everything, but I'm not doing anything that well. And so it's like, it's way better when you find the right. Yeah, because we don't have to. If you want to be a one man band, that's awesome. Do it. There's some people that are great at it. But if it's not your thing, you can find your tribe. You can find the people that are good at what you're not good at. And it doesn't, that makes your genius shine. Instead of it being like, oh, well, I have a whole bunch of watered down talents. It's like, no, you're awesome at this. I'm awesome at this. I suck at that you're good at. I mean, you and I have totally went through that. And that's where really strong relationships, marriages, friendships, everything is when we lift each other up, but it doesn't mean we're all good at the same things. Like that's, sometimes we're good at total opposite things, and that's what makes it good.
I want to hear totally what you're saying there is when we go back to how to achieve those bigger changes, as I hear, focus. Because what I love, I actually pictured like a little monkey doing that with his little foot tapping on a drum and playing the banjo and a ding-a-ling over here, a triangle. But you're right, because if we didn't focus and it's all watered down, perfect. I love that you said that, watered down, then we're not good at anything. And then when we are really good at, you know, doing the drums, we can let somebody else who's really good at the banjo do the banjo. And
yeah,
everybody
absolutely
shines. That's what's strengthening the connection. I love that. That's exactly
absolutely
what that's about.
And it's every element. It's because we are on this planet with other people. You can't escape relationships. Because even if, say, you never left your apartment, you had no friends, chances are you have to get food somehow. You have to talk to a person at some point. So everything we do really does come down to relationships. And the thing is, your people hire you, your people marry you, your people are your best friends. Like it matters to have a good connection with you. And that relationship starts with yourself too. So we could do multiple.
And you know what?
On this subject.
I know. What I love about it, what I'm hearing so much is that I was going to highlight focus, but really when we're talking about any kind of strength and connection, just find that one place that you are not alone, that you are connected to even yourself inside somewhere and connecting to the outside thing. Focus on what you really, really feel good about to strengthen your connection so that other people can strengthen theirs. And then all together, we become that community, that tribe, and we will grow and we will allow it to shine. And that's how you not feel alone. That's how you, you know, continue to build up the planet as opposed to break it down. And I love the whole thing about with Dreamscape of loving your dream, living your dream, being the dream. And I think those are the things that as we are being sponsored right now from the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation, is that those people, anybody going through anything, we all want a cure for something. We want to be better and feel better at something, and we want to extend that and support other people in that. So I love that this show specifically about strengthening the connection is everything to do with that's uplifting and healing and connecting.
Absolutely. All about uplifting and connecting. I love it.
And value. Oh my goodness, because the value of everything is everything. You know what? You can win $1,000 a day, but if you're grumpy, then it's just not even like a fun value. You know, I want to win $1,000 a day because I'm really happy. I want to buy lots of cat food.
No, you probably buy lots of cats too. You'll adopt every cat in Southern Ontario.
So everybody, hope you enjoyed the show. I want to send them one more time to go online to get their calendars, sweepstakesforthecure.ca. And we always love to hear from you. So we are 432shift.ca, and we want to see you on both places.
.com.
So check us out. Oh, we're .com.
432shift.com.
Thanks
everybody for listening.
Bye.
Bye.